Now, there's no doubt that COVID-19 has changed so much of how we do business. Working from home or other remote locations, as distinct from a main company office, has become the norm for a lot of people. But what about the role of a manager in this changed work environment? How can you manage remotely? Well, a new book has been published, hoping to guide managers through this process, and it's the first book of this type by an Irish author. It's been written by Dr. Monica Murphy, CEO of Waterford-based Monair Development Services, which provides training and coaching. Well, Monica joins me now on the line. Monica, you're very welcome to In Business.
Thank you very much, Mary. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Look, you have written this book, and I suppose it's dealing with a changed working environment and how things are now. You know, people are working remotely, or maybe they're working from home, or perhaps from a co-working hub, or they have a hybrid model. So things are very much changed from a worker's point of view. But for the role of a manager, you know, they're still having to manage a team, but it could be a very different or changed working environment. So I suppose, was that what inspired you to write this book?
Yeah, I own a training business here in County Waterford. And, you know, I've been doing that for the last 11 years, in and out of lots of different companies, you know, actually physically delivering training to private companies, public sector companies, and everything in between, all kinds of different sizes and shapes of companies. I suppose what I would say is I've noticed a change coming in how people are managed for a number of years, even pre-COVID. It's kind of moving from command and control to communication and collaboration. And COVID kind of sped that up massively, where we had to then, managers are expected to trust their teams, encourage people to work from home, allow them to work from home. And I don't think we're going back to the way things were. And certainly I don't think we should. I think this is a massive opportunity for us as people, as workers, as companies, to embrace a more trusting model of work that can still be as effective and productive, but means that people get a bit of their lives back. And I suppose, to answer your question, Mary, managers are right in the middle of that, because they still have to take direction from the strategic leaders of the business, and they have to then try and execute that vision through the teams that they manage. The reason I wanted to kind of put the word manager into the title, the Manager's Handbook for a New World of Work, because sometimes I think they get, you know, a bad reputation as being the poor relation of a leader. And it's all about leaders these days, whereas managers actually have a critically important job to do in an organization. And if they don't trust their teams, or if they're not good at building teams, and what I have seen is that some managers are adamant that they want their teams back in the office, and it's got very little to do with anything other than I want to see them, I want them where I can see them. Maybe sometimes it's down to a lack of trust or a lack of capability to build a team using online technology and online platforms. But, you know, I can also say that I have worked with organizations who have a role available and they might have 10 or 12 people interested in it. As soon as they say that there is no option or no, you know, potential for this role to be a hybrid one, one by one, people are no longer interested in the role. So if we don't do this as managers, and as managers don't get support in how we approach this new world of work, the market is going to do it for us. The market is going to decide, and the people, the employees, are just not going to be there.
And, you know, as well as having people maybe working in a different part of the county or a different part of the country, you know, a lot of businesses are dealing with staff now that are in different countries. They've different time zones, perhaps, you know, different cultures. So there's a lot of new factors, perhaps, for managers to have to deal with.
Absolutely. And that's part of, you know, one of the parts of the book is all about really being inclusive and diverse in a real way. I mean, we've been talking about well-being and resilience and inclusion and diversity for a long number of years, but they've, my opinion is sometimes they're kind of lip service and there's nothing really under the hood. But now it's absolutely required that managers do it in a meaningful way, because you have a huge amount of people coming into Ireland from different countries, but equally, you know, it's possible now to be in a completely different time zone and never meet your colleagues and be effective as part of a team. So it is a huge learning curve, a steep learning curve for managers. So the motivation for the book, in fact, I was writing the book pre-COVID, and then COVID hit, and it was kind of a blessing in disguise because I wasn't traveling as much. So I had the time to kind of, you know, focus on the book and put a post-COVID slant on it, or, you know, at least living with COVID slant on it. So that was kind of the purpose of it, was to have a one-stop shop with the seven chapters, the seven topics in a kind of a workbook style so that managers could take a pen and the book and off they go and kind of, you know, evaluate themselves against things like, you know, the first part is about managing yourself and being your best, you know, the best you can be and leading by example. And then the second chapter, which people kind of get a bit of a kick out, is they are not your people, they never were. Because the old style, I would suggest, of management is they work for me, they work under me, you know, I have a team of X people. And even that language is changing, because the truth of the matter is anyone can come in any given day and hand you their notice, and then they're not your people anymore. So it's about giving people back their freedom to a certain extent and allowing them to live their lives around work. And for managers to get their heads around that, it's a mind shift for them. And of course, some managers are further along than others. The third chapter is communication, and whether you do team meetings and one-to-ones and how effective they are, and, you know, getting good collaboration going online. You don't have to have everybody in the room to have a good conversation, even a discussion and argument about what's the best way to move forward without people kind of getting massively upset or anything. And then chapter four is about time and attention. And as a manager, you know, it's easy to be going around putting out fires, but how do you kind of settle yourself to give the things that are most important your time and attention? Enabling performance then is around how do you create a motivating environment for people, whether that's at home, remotely, or some sort of hybrid of the two, or office-based. Chapter six is around hiring team members. And that's really a hot topic at the moment because it is an employee's market. Lots of people leaving their jobs. There's a lot of jobs out there, a lot of roles open. So how do you get the best people? How do you take your time and try and hire people in such a way that they will stay? And I suppose the other thing to say about that, Mary, is, you know, we would see the tenure of employees has reduced massively. If you get someone to stay on your team now or stay in your organization for 2 to 3 years, that might be the height of it. Whereas before we were seeing like 15, 20, 30 years. So having somebody and revising your expectations that somebody may stay and make a great difference to the business for a short number of years, and that's still worth doing. And the last chapter is, it's a bit of a contradiction. It's being consistently flexible with people. So as a manager, you know, you have to be consistently flexible and listen to people's constraints and family situations and try and, you know, set up a successful working environment around those. So yeah, it's really, I suppose, a support book, a guidebook and handbook for managers who find themselves in this kind of thrown into this world where they have to try and find their own way forward, but also to help other people move forward.
And you say it's done in a kind of a workbook style so that they can base the advice or the information in the book on their own situation.
Exactly. You know, I'm an avid reader myself. I love reading and learning, but often when I read books, I want to write down what I think, or I want to kind of make it, I want to connect with it in some way. That means writing it or adding something of my own, as in into a table. So I wrote the kind of book that I suppose I would enjoy reading. It also stays flat because I like to read when I'm eating. So it stays flat on the table and it doesn't kind of bounce up into your face. And then, yeah, there's tables and, you know, reflective activities. You know, so how can you improve, you know, certain characteristics or certain behaviors, and you get to kind of write those in. So I think there's, for me anyway, there's a real power between writing something versus thinking something. So you might skim over a paragraph and go, oh yeah, I must do that. But actually when you stop to write it in and say, okay, what are the three ways that I can improve? It just takes a couple of extra minutes, but it makes a huge difference in how likely you are to execute that in real life.
And Monica, it's suited to anybody in a managerial position, no matter maybe how big of a company they were working for or what kind of sector they're in.
Yeah, and I've tried to purposefully do that, Mary. It's applicable to people in public sector. It's applicable to people in private sector. It's applicable really, I suppose, for mid to senior level managers. So somebody who's a team leader, somebody who's a supervisor. If you've never managed people before and you've just, you know, got a role, it's suitable for that person. If you're an experienced manager, it's suitable because of so much change that we've just talked about. All of the rules by which you used to manage are now kind of obsolete. So it's useful for those with experience as well to kind of learn some of the new ways of management or the emerging themes of management. And it's useful for more senior people, again, who would be, I guess, expected to manage the managers and you know, for them to understand the difficulties of being a manager and how to get the best out of their own teams and the people who report into them. So, yeah, I do think I'm looking forward to getting feedback on it, but I do think it covers like a wide enough base that it will have something for everyone, regardless of, you know, whether you're recently promoted as a manager or even if you want to become a manager, it's worth a read because it kind of gives you a bit of a head start.
Okay, well, Monica, before we finish, just a reminder, the Manager's Handbook for a New World of Work by Monica Murphy. Will you tell us where is it available to buy?
So it's available currently on my website. So it's www.moneeredevelopmentservices.com. There's a button there that says shop and you can buy it in there. I'm working with a couple of local bookshops as well. The book is literally just published last week. So I'm trying to get it into some of the bigger retailers as well, see if they will stock it. But for the moment, definitely it's on our website. So plenty of copies there.
Okay. Well, look, Monica, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much, Mary. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Dr. Monica Murphy there, author of The Manager's Handbook for a New World of Work.